at 6:06. It is fair and 49 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting sunshine today and a high of 69. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa City Council lashes out at Mayor Bartlett regarding the city's tight budget and cuts that may be ahead. Councilor Jack Henderson was upset that the mayor was not at a council committee meeting yesterday. The mayor has said in the past that Henderson is engaging in pre-election theatrics.
The political theater to me is the fact that he keeps being asked to come to this table and he don't show up. That's the political theater. Why is he not here?
City Finance Director Mike Kier told the council that spending is in line with the city budget, but that revenue is lacking. He warned that layoffs could be ahead unless there is a turnaround. The Tulsa Police Department is looking into undisclosed threats against mayoral candidate Kathy Taylor. In a news release, the campaign acknowledged the threats, saying it was working with Tulsa Police. Drinker, beware. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol will crack down tonight on DUI on Tulsa's expressway system. Highway Patrol Captain George Brown says one area of focus will be the interdispersal loop downtown.
There are a lot of drinking establishments in and around the downtown area, and at the interdispersal loop, which includes I-444 and 244, is a major artery for traffic in and out of that area.
He says a dozen state troopers will be working overtime tonight as a part of that crackdown. A postal employee is dead and two others are hurting following a multi-vehicle crash on 61st Street in Tulsa. The accident closed 61st between Lewis and Peoria for several hours yesterday while that wreckage was cleared away. Meanwhile, another fatality accident happened on Highway 169 near I-244 yesterday afternoon. Oklahoma's 2nd District Congressman meets with Tulsa business and civic leaders to discuss what is happening in Washington. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen says getting a budget in place is still his top priority.
Budget. Before we can move much farther, we have to have a budget. We got to have real numbers to know what we're working for, and then we got to get appropriations done. But the budget is front and center. Of course, Obamacare's never too far away. We got to always look at it. That's going to kill us, too. But budget is what we got to move with.
As a member of the House Transportation Committee, he also spoke about trying to find innovative ways to improve the nation's aging infrastructure. Mullen was a guest at the Tulsa Regional Chamber of Commerce Congressional Forum. Two men are legally married in a small ceremony at a chapel on an old military fort west of Oklahoma City. Despite a ban on gay marriage in the Oklahoma Constitution, Darren Blackbear and Jason Pickle wed yesterday at Fort Reno after being granted a marriage license from the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes. An Oklahoma House interim committee focuses on inclement weather and school safety. Beggs School Superintendent Sandy Swearingen is a FEMA-trained expert, and she told the lawmakers at the Capitol yesterday not to develop a one-size-fits-all approach.
Not a canned template of a plan. This is what every school is going to get. Everybody's going to get the same thing because every school is different.
The issue has been brought to light following last spring's tornado that hit several more schools, killing several teachers and students. Our weather forecast, sunny and very nice today, a high of 69. It'll be mostly clear and cool tonight, down to 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny but a little cooler, a high of 61. On Sunday, blue skies and a high of 63. And then on Monday, we start off sunny, but the chance of rain will increase as the day progresses, a high of 63. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 610, it's fair and 49. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.